Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's official. It just turned summer this week. That's what the calendar says. My corn and soybeans are all planted just in time. I pick up the Washington Post newspaper today, and on the front page is this long article on U.S. Army destroying our own military equipment in Afghanistan. There are pictures of trucks and machines of all kinds, junked. The value is estimated at $7 billion. They say it's too costly to bring it home, and they don't expect to need it as we pull our troops out of Afghanistan. We still have 65,000 of our young men and women in that backward, ungrateful, godforsaken land. The waste of military equipment is small compared to the waste of lives and limbs of our young people. And President Obama called Afghanistan a war of necessity. While the Farm Bill is fighting its way to the finish line, we have what could turn out to be good news on trade. The European Union, with British Prime Minister Cameron in the lead, have joined with the United States to negotiate a free trade agreement. Minister Cameron said the agreement could add $415 billion to the global economy. I look back some 20 years ago, and the European Union ambassador to the United States and I jointly wrote a commentary for the paper laying out the advantages of free trade between the United States and Europe. I guess we were just ahead of our time. It didn't happen then. It may not happen now. There are so many countries involved. The EU has 27 member states. Another major hurdle will be the Europe can't bring their people to accept genetically modified products. And for this agreement to benefit U.S. agriculture, they need to open that door. One encouraging development is that British Prime Minister Cameron just this week said that Europe needed to change its objection to genetic engineering. Over the years, Europe has used non-tariff trade barriers to shut out our ag exports on more than one occasion. In the late 1980s, they would not accept any of our meat exports until they inspected all of our meat plants. And they finally agreed to allow 7 plants to export to Europe. The 7 U.S. processing plants were all horse meat plants. You see, the French needed more horse meat. I'm hoping we can get a free trade deal done, but it won't be easy. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.